with the latest numbers on unemployment and job creation released on Friday, we have a pretty solid picture of what hiring looked like in 2017. On average this year, the U.S. created 174,000 jobs a month, which is strong. But in the same 11 months last year, the U.S. averaged around 13,000 more a month, 189,000. Meanwhile, GDP growth has sped up. We've seen some wage growth. The president spent much of his campaign promising job growth. And remember, in September at the U.N., he touted accomplishments like the record high stock market, lowest unemployment in 16 years, companies moving back and creating jobs the likes of which we've never seen. Well, let's check it out with Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does every Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Robin.
Now, we should start with a caveat that you've also written that the president, all presidents, really don't impact the economy as much as the economy impacts them. But start with manufacturing jobs. Where are we there?
Well, manufacturing clearly rebounded in 2017. It was a little bit flat last year, and the sector added 160,000 jobs. This year, that's the most since 2014. And this is it's clearly good news. What is it about? What caused it? You know, is it animal spirits? Is it manufacturers who got a rush of optimism since last November because of Trump? I can't rule it out entirely. I haven't spoken to every manufacturing company in America and, you know, can report that none of them credited Trump. But I think it's really important to remember that manufacturing jobs are driven by demand, not only domestic demand, but also overseas demand, exports. And demand from Europe and Asia has been really strong in the last 12 months. Global trade has been on fire in 2017, and this is one of the reasons why the stock market's been up as well. I want to point out that this factor is a little bit ironic under Trump because many people thought that he might spark a trade war with China and other countries to make sure that we raised the value of the dollar. And instead, we've really seen the opposite. We've seen extraordinary global trade, which has probably helped manufacturing jobs overall.
Well, there's another irony, too, because there's a group called Reshoring Initiative, and they talk about something called reshoring, which is U.S. firms bringing jobs back or foreign companies locating jobs here. And they found that, more and more companies were doing this, one because of the exchange rate for the U.S. dollar. But the other is there was an expectation among businesses that President Trump would cut taxes and cut regulation and, as you said, might erect tariffs or punish goods that were produced overseas. So people have, you know, policy can or promise of policy can make businesses, you know, create jobs.
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, absolutely, not only policy that exists, but policy that you think might exist in the future is going to, you know, potentially affect job creation. You know, we don't know yet what's going to happen with the corporate tax cut, although it is very clearly, it's, you know, the corporate tax cut itself, the centerpiece of the bill, is a $1 trillion transfer to C-Corps, the largest companies, which often tend to be multinational. So that clearly is something that has, you know, driven their forecasts and moved up the stock market. At the same time, it's a little bit ironic to talk about, you know, its effect on small companies, because one of the holdups with the corporate tax cut has actually been its effect on the pass-through rate. That is what our tax is going to look like for smaller companies that aren't necessarily listed on NASDAQ or on the Dow. And there, you know, that's something where I think a lot of Republican sort of tax wonks and observers are sort of, you know, throwing their hands up and saying, we don't know what's going to happen with this rate. Because that plan has been written so quickly, in fact, a lot of people are saying it could be open season for tax lawyers to basically do whatever they want to with that rate. So I guess in summation to your point, yes, clearly the Trump administration has been a deregulatory machine in the last few months. That has been something they've done very successfully. Passing major legislation has been tougher, but it does look like we are going to get some kind of corporate tax cut in the next few months, I would bet.
Well, and, you know, people have compared the job growth to the Obama years and have said, well, wait a second, it's actually less under Trump. But is that a fair comparison? Because, you know, the Obama years were recovering from the terrible crash and recession. So there were more jobs to add. I guess I'm saying overall, how would you say a President Trump has impacted the economy?
Yeah, this is a good question. And let me couch it first before I answer it directly. I think it's important to know that whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you have to be really humble about what the president can actually do when it comes to the economy. The president cannot pass a tax cut. The president cannot pass a stimulus. Economic policy is very much in the realm of the Senate and the Congress because they have the power of the purse. So the president can nudge them one way or the other. He can sign on the dotted line at the end of the day once there is a bill passed through both houses of Congress, but he can't do it all by himself. That's number one. Number two, the world, I think it's most important to think about economic climate as like sort of literal climate. You know, the same way the president can't control hurricanes and snowstorms, the president can't control demand coming out of China, demand coming out of Europe, and recessions happening overseas that very much affect particularly those companies that are reliant on exports. So, you know, what has the president done to help the economy? Well, look, on the one hand, you could say the president has clearly created a climate of deregulation, and that might certainly help companies. On the other hand, I think a liberal could say the president has been at the helm of a lot of chaos, and that sort of uncertainty scares companies. So it is very difficult to say one way or the other.
Report card not in. Derek Thompson, senior editor of The Atlantic. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
And here now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson in Birmingham, Alabama. This is Here and Now.